I'm so happy. I plan to stay on your arm for the entire party. Our family and friends have all been so wonderfully sweet. Of course, they were surprised to hear of our sudden engagement. And I worried that with it following hard upon the heels of Deborah Lavish releasing you from your engagement, that it might cause a scandal for us. But I think everyone can see how much we are in love. And you're so honest and true.
You must let me in. I will not be silent. This is a travesty. Let me go. You let me be, or I cannot be held responsible for what might happen.
What is that commotion at the entrance? No, don't leave me, darling. Please, let me stay by your side. No matter what it is. Why? Is that Deborah Lavish? She's in such a state.
You! There you are. You did this to me. And now you think you can just have him and leave me to wither in so much pain. Why does it hurt so much? You made me sick. I don't know what's happening to me, but I know it came from you. This is your doing. And now, I'm going to make you hurt, too.
What is happening to her? She's changing. Transforming into some kind of hideous monster. Everyone, run! We witnessed, you know as well as I. Lola Hyde must be behind this. And with my serum, obviously. Will these evil repercussions never end? You know what we must do. There's only one being on Earth who could stop such a savage monster. We've got to summon her. We've got to trigger my own metamorphosis. Only Lola is strong enough to deal with that thing that Deborah Lavish has become. And you've got to help me. You must do it. Without my serum, I need you to trigger my transformation. That beast out there must be triggered by angry, vengeful, violent thoughts, which may be totally justified. But in case you haven't noticed, Lola gains the strength to overcome my willpower whenever you are near me, whenever you touch me, whenever I feel your love and desire takes hold of me. I can feel her gaining strength even now, with us hiding in here, away from prying eyes. We might touch and hold one another. You've got to draw her out. Kiss me, my love. Harder. I need to feel your desire. Make me sweat. Make me lose my inhibitions. That's it. Harder, darling. She's coming. I can feel her coming. It's happening. You're setting her free.
Tear it all off. I need your hands on my body. Feel me changing for you. Don't stop. More. Your touch gives me unbelievable power. Oh, yes. Your goddess of love has come. Now fuck me before I have to deal with your monster bitch ex-girlfriend. I'm going to need all the power you can give me. More. I need to feel your skin on mine. Get that suit off. Oh, there you are. Sex with you is like drinking Angela's serum. I feel like I can do anything. Oh, and I need more. Oh, give me more. Harder. Harder. Darling, harder. You know you can't hurt me. You only make me stronger. Ignore them. Just look in my eyes. I need you to believe that your Lola Hyde can do anything. I can do anything. Ah, damn it. Your ex really knows how to crash a party. I'll give her that. Okay, lover. Why don't you rest up and recharge? I've got to go kick Debbie's ass. Stay here and make sure I don't change back prematurely. After I wipe the floor with Miss Lavish, we can continue our tryst back at Angela's place, where there won't be anything done prematurely. Am I understood? Good. Hey, Debbie Lavish. Yeah, remember me? Oh, I figured it was you. Looks like you've had a full vial of special serum. That shit seems to make our inner selves come out, and look how it affected you. I must say, I'm not surprised. This is how I always pictured you. Well, okay. Let's throw down, if that's what you want to do. I gotta admit, I was pretty bored with this whole engagement party crap. But Angela is such a sucker for that shit. And did you see how fucking happy she was? Yeah, I get it. I'd like to smash her little face too sometimes. But you've got me to deal with now. So how about we get this party started? You think you can take me, bitch? Huh? Good one. Now how does this feel? Oh, Debbie. I might have been wrong about you. You are exactly the kind of sparring partner I need. Oh, let's go. You might be bigger, even stronger than me, Monster Dad. But I am Lola Hyde. Felt that one, didn't you, girlfriend? If I didn't have my man waiting for me, you and I could go out for a drink later. What do you say, Deb? Ha 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 That's right. That's what I'm talking about, Debbie. Quite a workout. You just lie there and think things over. You know, I'm glad I didn't kill you last time. You just keep making my life interesting, you know that. I need this kind of spice in my life. I bet it was you that burned Angela Jekyll's building to the ground, right? Yeah, I thought so. Well, you'll be glad to hear that that's exactly what brought your former lover boy right into her arms. No reaction. Oh, look. You're changing back. Back to tired old Debbie. Huh, I definitely prefer Monster Deb. Well, I'll let you deal with the cops. I'm going to skip on out of here and go fuck our fella while the night's still young. Ta-ta. And hey, Deb. When you break out of jail or whatever padded cell they throw you in, be sure to come find me. I'd love another round. Oh.